comes in Shabbos Chazon. I'd like to make a connection between the parasha, how the parasha begins, and how Eicha ends. Okay, let's start how Eicha ends. Okay, Eicha ends. It's a tragic end. It's tragic. It's almost helpless. You know, we have Eicha Yosha Bali go through the whole Eicha and describes our pain, describes our being cast away by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the last pasuk of Eicha, followed by, let's start with a couple of pasuk beforehand. Lama lenesach tishkachenu. Why forget about us? Tazvin lo erech yomim. Why do you ignore us eternally? Why do you forsake us? Hashiveinu Hashem elecha v'nashuva chalei shmeiniket, and bring us back. Okay? Nice way to end the sefer. You don't finish. You never find the Gemara ending with something which is abrupt, something that is a dover, that is something that is unpleasant. Yet Eicha ends ki mo'is mastonu k'tzaf dolena ad mo'id. For even if you utterly rejected us, you have already raged sufficiently against us. Raged sufficiently against us. That's based on Rashi. You're enough already. Yeah, you've raged enough, sufficiently enough. That's based on Rashi's Peshat. Rashi says, "Bishvil shechatonu ki ma'os ma'astonu." If we have sinned enough, lo yehoylecho lahabas kesef ad ma'oid kasher katzafto. It wasn't that bad. Yeah, ki ma'os ma'astonu. Yeah, katzafto ad ma'oid. It was too bad, the ketzef. Now we don't end off with that because it's not something that's pleasant. So we say the last post again: Hashvei Hashem elecho v'noshuva chadei shemayne kekedem. But it's like us putting in something that doesn't say it in the Novi. In other words, if the Novi wanted to end Hashvein Hashem Alechem Meshuvo, it would have simply twisted around the Pesukim and said the Pesukhof base before the Pesukhof Aleph Hashvein Hashem Alechem Meshuvo. And therefore, what are we doing trying to be an Ibachochem? Yeah? The Novi decides to end Ki Ma'os Mastonu with this very tragic, very pathetic last Pesuk. That we suffered all this, and we're trying. Hashvein Hashem Alecha v'Noshuva. What are we doing? What is Chazal doing? Lightening that posuk, when clearly the message of the posuk was to give us this feeling. Number one. Number two. Why did the posuk give us this very sad feeling? Kimoiz mastonu. You know, if you've raged against us, yeah, you've already raged sufficiently against. What's that deal behind you? Why end off with such a very sad posuk? Why don't you end off with hope? But more than anything, ki im. What does ki im mean? Ki im. Ki im. Ki im.
If
ki im doesn't mean so that.
So that, yeah.
Ki im. So that. So that is not Allah explains. So that. So that mo'iz ma'astonu k'tzaf lina ad mo'iz. What's the ki im is like an explanation, or because of, yeah. It can mean various different things. Because of Moiz Mastonis Avlin Ad Moiz Hashvein Hashem Alechem Neshuva. What's the idea behind this? So I want to go through this. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece that Baruch Hashem I heard recently from Rabbi Jacobowitz. He lives down in Gedi. That he said, not with regard to the questions I asked, but that thought he gave me. And I want to connect it with this week's parasha. Eila Advarim Asher Dibur Moshe Al Kol Yisrael Be'eva Hayardein Ba'Midbar Ba'Rovo Malsuf Ben'Bara Be'Toif Alav Nechazav Deizav. Eila ha-dvarim. Says Rashi, what's the word dvarim? The whole sefer is called dvarim. Says Rashi, lefisha heim divrei toichochis. It's words of toichocha. It's words of rebuke. So we have a beautiful chumshah Torah. One is called Bereishis, the beginning of creation of the world. One is Shemoyit, the names of Klal Yisrael. One is Vayikra, speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu from the old Moed. One is Bamidbar, helping us through the Midbar. And one is raging at us. A book called by dvarim. Dvarim, yeah, but it's called Devarim, yeah, okay. Yeah. It's called Devarim, and Devarim is something that Kosh Baruch Hu speaks Loshem Teichachas. It's a very strong form of speech. That's what's called Devarim. So Eila Hadvarim, this is a Teichacha Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Kol Yisrael. Comes out that Devarim is something which is strong, which is negative to an extent, which is forceful. Yet, if you look in Perek Beis, Posuk, Tesvav, Tezayin, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about the terrible things that happened in the time of the Meraglim. And then in Posuk Yitzayin it says, Vaydav Hashem Eilai Lemoy. So what's Vaydav Hashem Eilai? It says Rashi. Yeah. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says over here in Pasuk Tezayin Yizayin, Vahid Kasha Tamu Vidav Hashem Elai. Rashi does something very unusual. He connects all the Pesukim and he says, Avol Mishiluach HaMeraglim Adkan, from the time the Meraglim was sent out until today, Loinema K'mo B'Parshuzu Vaidaber. From the time of Meraglim until Sefer Dvorim, the beginning of this parasha, it does not say the word Vaidaber. Elo Vayoymer. Oh, you said the word Vayoymer. Arakaloshim. Lamedcho, to tell us, Shekol Shleishim Ushmoyna Shonot, Shehoyisol Nezufim, all the 30 years that were pushed away, Lenisyachid Imoy Hadibu Veloshim Chibo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not speak to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Loshon of Chibo. Ponim al ponim ve Yishuv Hadas, face to face, and in the fashion of Yishuv Hadas. Lamedcho, She'ein Hashchin Asher Anavim Ela Bishvil Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael deserved it, then it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu related to the Navi in a particular way. If it didn't, he didn't. Now, boys, so listen to this. In other words, after 38 years, when all the Klal Yisrael died in the Midosu, now they're all people going into Eretz Yisrael. Now, finally, we have Chibo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Chibo to us. And what word does he use? Vayedaber. We just said Vaidaber is Loshon Koshus. We just said Vaidaber is a strong Loshon. And that's why the Parsha Devorim begins Vaidaber. Right? And then he says, all the 30s of Koshboch was upset with Klal Yisrael. He never used the word Vaidaber. He only used the word Vayoymer. Yoymer, what's for Yoymer? Koy Soyma le Beis Yaakov, Vatag le Beis Yisrael, Vadaber Beis Yisrael. Yoymer is a softer Loshon. Hafuch al hafuch. So what is it? Is Vaidaber a strong Loshon, a Loshon of Chibo, or is Vayoymer a Loshon of Chibo? What's going on? Right? Good kasha. Yeah, Mamash, these two Rashis are stira and Eobay. They contradict each other. Yes? Vaidaber, beginning Vaidaber means a very strong Loshon, Vaidaber. Says a Kodesh Baruch Hu later on, I never spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu in Loshon of Vaidaber because Klal Yisrael never deserved it. And therefore, from the time of the Meraglim, from Shalach Lecho, until today, for all those 38 years, Hashem only spoke Vayoymer. If you look in the pot, you'll never find the word Vayidaber, only Vayoymer, Vayoymer, Hashem, Vayoymer, in a soft Loshon. Because Klal Yisrael never deserved Vayidaber. We just said Vayidaber is a strong Loshon, Loshon of Techocha. The answer is...
have a strong relationship
with absolutely you. Right. What we see is Moshe Rabbeinu giving Techocha to Klal Yisrael is not Moshe Rabbeinu ranting the end of his life and speaking about, oh, Klal Yisrael, you did this wrong, you did that wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu waited until he had that relationship with Klal Yisrael to be able to give Techocha in a way that's going to be accepted.
Like Yaakov
Avinu. On his deathbed, right at the end, Dovid HaMelech, right at the end, to show that there's absolutely nothing that he has no animosity, only love. So at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, Parshat Devarim is the whole Sefer Devarim at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. It's Devarim. What is Devarim? Devarim is Koshos. What's Koshos? So the Kalina Rebbe used to say, Aaron Kalin used to say, that if you see a neighbor's kid misbehaving, I don't know, you see this neighbor's kid taking the bin and tipping it all over the place. So you go over to him, and he'll say to him, please be careful. You know, this is a neighborhood, you're trying to be careful. If your son does it, what are you doing? Why are you putting the thing all over? Who do you love more? Who do you love more? The answer is, sure, your child you love more, because it hurts you more that your child is doing something ridiculous than the neighbor's child. And therefore, the stronger you are able to speak to your child, the more it bothers you and somebody's doing something wrong, is because you have a relationship. That relationship requires you to relate to that person in a stronger form. And therefore, when it says in the beginning of the Sedra, Eidu HaDvorim, these are the words, strong words, this is not looking back at us and saying, we're doing something bad. This is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu has a relationship. This is something that we have a connection with Moshe Rabbeinu. The Sefer is called Devarim because we now have reached a stage where you can talk strongly and you will accept it in a way that is loving. Except in a way that's accepting. When Klal Yisrael never went through the Churban, we have to understand that by no means was HaKadosh Baruch Hu ranting against us, Chalila. When the time when it came into the base culture, which one couldn't go into, the Kruvim were embracing each other. That's a sign of Chibah. In other words, the idea, the focus that we have to have is a concept that the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, the more it bothers him that we misbehave. The more he has a relationship with us, the more we're able to take and understand what he's doing. I once heard a fantastic, I heard this from Ramoti Berger. Anybody know Ramoti Berger? Yeah? Ramoti Berger is from Eisha Torah. He's one of the heads.
No,
from Berger? No, I don't know if it does. But he's one of the heads, he's a very, very smart man. And he was in the middle of giving a drasha once. He's in the middle of speaking. And all of a sudden, he started to mumble words, and he himself didn't notice. It happened to be that in the group he was speaking to was a neurologist, and he said, "Rabbi, please stop talking. You're having a stroke. You're having a stroke. Stop talking." And they rushed him to hospital, and he was going through a very, very severe stroke. Yes, and Moti Berger is a king of words. He's dynamic. He's articulate. He's a genius. Doesn't need my haskamas. Yeah, but he reached a stage. He was in the hospital. He was flat out in the hospital, and he wasn't able to open his mouth. He wasn't able to talk. He had, his face was paralyzed. He was not able to talk. And he said, "What's going on here? What happened?" And he said, "One second. I lecture on this. I give drushes on this. I speak about this. I speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is in Shemayim V'oretz. I speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is mative. He's only there to give. I speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is Tzadik V'Ra'aloi, that righteous people suffer and other people get away with it. I lecture on this. Let's start from the beginning. Let's go Shlav V'Chrishva. Let's go step by step and try and get to this." And then he spoke through to himself and he says, "Rabbeinu Shlom loves me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me so much that he's willing to do something to hurt me. Why is he doing this? He's trying to catch my attention. He loves me so much that he's willing to do something that I will not even thank him for. I'll have tainas on him for. Why do this? Why do this to me, Rabbeinu Shlom? Why?" And therefore, it's so important to him, that relationship, that he's willing to hurt me and allow me to be offended and offend me just in order to better me. And said, all of a sudden, he realized it's a stroke from heaven. It's a stroke from heaven. Yeah? As he said, he's got a tape on it called The Stroke from Heaven. He realized it's a relationship. When a person realizes that love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to catch your attention, then all of a sudden you realize that how kind HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. When a child is on your knee and he has to have medicine, he's got to have thing. He doesn't want to open his mouth. Wants to open his mouth. Force his mouth and you put it in, and the child is screaming and he's flaring his arms. Sometimes a father or mother has to do that to the child. The child gets older, he'll understand why he did it. Right? That is the relationship. I'm not going the ins and outs, and by no means am I saying it's right or wrong. It's a very controversial subject. Okay? I will not move away from the point. But it's something in the old days called corporal punishment. Yeah. Corporal punishment. Rabbi Yitzchak, you got a good zetz when you were a kid? I'm sure you didn't deserve it. Yeah. Yeah. But you got a good, in the old days, and not only got a good sense.
They had the board of education.
The board of education, yes. Yeah. I hope a parent mother doesn't hear this. Yeah, but I a couple of times got the cane. Yeah. It was very painful. Yeah. Yeah. Shmuley never got it.
No.
Your father told me. No. You for sure never got it. No. Geneva Convention never allowed a case of corporal punishment. Yeah. But whatever it may be, there's such a thing. Kabata makot kashita yelid? Betach, ken? Dai. Ken? What's up with that, nachon? Today, if a teacher throws a piece of chalk,
look at how messed up all these people are.
present company excluded, of course. If a child today throws a piece of chalk at a teacher, he can be sued. You know that? He won't be sued. He'll be the head boy. Yeah, sorry, other way around. If a teacher chucks a piece of chalk at a child, he could be sued. He can lose his job. What happened here? Of course there is an element there of abuse that we pushed away and we sort of never realized 100%. There's no doubt about it. But the Gemara has very conflicting elements about whether it's good or whether it's bad to hit. The Gemara talks about it. Again, I have no opinion here. Right? Okay. The Gemara talks about, in one case, the Gemara talks about how a Rebbe doesn't go into Golus if he hits his son. Right? Says the Gemara, why? Because he's got to put it back on the right path. Says the Gemara, what about if he's already on the right path, or Talmid is already on the right path? Certainly he can do even better. Yeah? On the other hand, Reb Chia fired the Rebbe for hitting a child. We see, backwards and forwards, we talk about a concept of yes and no, yes. I don't bring all different Gemaras, but it's all different Gemaras. The idea is it good or is it bad? The Gemara seems to say it's fantastic. Yeah, so the Pasuk in Mishlei says, you spare the rod, you spoil the child. That's Pasuk in Mishlei. On the other hand, the Gemara talks about, just today in Gemara, that you're not allowed to hit a child with more than a Ritzua. A Ritzua? Ritzua is like a little
No.
A shoelace. A little shoelace. What's the deal behind the shoelace? What's the idea behind it? Yes or no? What's it supposed to be doing? Yeah, no Board of Education.
Moderation.
Yeah? The idea is that if there is a relationship between a parent and the child, if there is a relationship between the Rebbe and the student, then it is sometimes a good thing to do. Again, about today, I'm not going into this,
you
right or wrong.
3 weeks, but you're not allowed to.
Why not? We'll get to that in a second. What is the idea behind that? The idea is that if a parent doesn't do it because he's had a rotten day at the office, and the child has pushed him all the buttons wrong and is antagonizing him, and that's it, to save time, to get the, instead of speaking to him normally, or try, he goes for the shortcut and gives him a good frask, yeah? That's not doing it for the sake of the child, that's doing it for the sake of the father. But there used to be, one Bali Musa, I'm not sure who it was, he'd have a cast hat. He had a hat that was top of the cupboard, and he had to climb on the ladder when his child got him angry to put on his cast hat. Right? He wasn't allowed to get angry without the cast hat. Sometimes he used to call the child in 2 or 3 days later and said, by the way, what you did deserves a punishment. And now, I'm going to explain to you exactly what you did, and then he's given the punishment. And he put on his cast hat and he'd given the punishment, and he'd take it off and put it back on, and everything was fine. Now, it was perfect, and the child related to that. The child realized what's going on. Again, the idea, what I believe today is, the fact that you hit a child today is a simon, it's not a sibba. It's a simon that we as parents, or as teachers, we're so disconnected with our students. We're so disconnected with our children that the children would not appreciate that what we're doing, if that is what we're doing, is good for them. We're busy on everything else. We're busy trying to make money. We're busy on our smartphones. We're busy this, we're busy that. Are we spending time, that relationship, sitting down with a child? Are we sitting down playing games with him? Are we sitting down talking to him? It's going to cost me here. My son's over here. It's going to make him do all these different things. Yeah? But are we relating with him? Are we having that relationship that allows us sometimes to give him a good touch? The answer is probably not. And that's why we don't allow this kind of corporal punishment today, because we don't have that relationship. We don't have that ability to do that. If we did, things would be different. And therefore, it doesn't show that it's a weaker generation with regard to the children. It shows a weak relationship with regard to the parents and the educators. That a child cannot realize if he's punished, thank you, I know it's for me, I realize it's for me because I love you, love me so much.
It's a problem because the parents don't give enough time to the children.
100% right.
Prime time.
100% right. 100% right.
Prime time. Just
100% right. And you don't have to tell your child, now it's your quality time. And yes, just give it to them without making a whole hinne muchen mazumen. Yeah? But there's a concept of parents that we don't have that today because we're distracted, and kids do have different needs and greater needs. There's no doubt about it. In halacha, it's brought down. Okay, in halacha it's brought down in Tov Kuf Nun Aleph If Yud Ches. Everyone knows this halacha. Tzorich lizoy mizayim betamuz atisha ba'av sheleilech yichidi ma'abashoyz atesha shoyz. You're not allowed to walk by yourself from abashoyz to tesha shoyz. Says a rabbah mishum shem ketiv meriri, some kind of ruach hatuma. Or v'lo yaku atalmidim beyomim elu. Nachon, b'meiachus. You're not allowed to hit your children in these days. So Mishnah Berurah brings down, and very fast, what type of hitting are we talking about? So hit the chlal, yeah. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, anyway, not allowed to hit. So you're talking about with a makkel. Lagas a makkel, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Apukolam Eitur Sham Dava Osa. Yeah, not allowed to do with this Board of Education, nothing, right? Umutu Rak Butsul Katana. Anyways, so you're allowed to only with this Butsul Katana. If you're doing this Butsul Katana, What's the problem? Is it because of danger?
No.
You're doing a little shoelace. Oh, very, very dangerous. Ritzur, no, the Gemara talks about it's a shoelace. Yeah. It's a shoelace, yeah. Yeah? That's what you're doing with. And that's the danger in the 9 days, or 3 weeks, you can't do it. What's the idea behind it? It could be that in 3 weeks, when we are distracted as parents, when we are distracted as teachers, when we are focused on our Vedas, when we are focused on our own personal mourning, our children don't have our attention. And therefore, we can't hit them because they don't realize that it's coming from a source of love. They don't realize where it's coming from. And therefore, in these weeks, when it's a chelik of avelus, we can't hit them because they don't have that relationship. It's not becoming because of a sakana, it's becoming because of the relationship. That is why this halacha comes in. Let's go back to this pasuk, how it finishes in Eichel. The pasuk says in Eichel, as you mentioned, Ki im mo'ois ma'astonu k'tzavt aleinu ad mo'oit. Hashvein Hashem Melech. What's the day behind it? So there's a moshul that they give of, imagine you're driving through Manhattan. I did this recently with a friend. I've never driven in Manhattan before. Only an American can drive in Manhattan.
You're lucky.
He was driving there. He had a drink in one hand. He was texting on the other, and he was swerving past these big yellow buses and taxis. Yeah, I was like, my knuckles were white. Anyway, he's going through there. Imagine you have a 4-year-old child running middle of the road. So you get the hooting and you get the thing, and cars will stop, cars will swerve. There's only one person who'll walk in the middle of the road, grab that child, schlep him back to the pavement, and give him a good what for. Scream at him. Who's that first person? His father. Why? Because it bothers him. Because it doesn't want that child to go through with that. It hurts him. Because he loves that child so much, he's going to give him a good walloping. Because of that. Says the Pasuk in Eichel, listen to this, how beautifully it ends. Says the Pasuk in Eichel, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva chadei shemeinu kikenu. Kodesh Baruch Hu, bring us back. Because you love us. Why? I'll prove it to you. Ki ma'ois ma'astonu. Because you have rejected us. Ketzav tolenu ad ma'oid. Yeah, you got so angry with us? You got so angry? Why are you getting so angry? What are you so angry about? Elamai, you love us. If we misbehaved, you got so angry with us? It must be because you love us. And we understand, therefore, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva chadei shemeinu kikedem. We understand, therefore, that we have hope. But Levi Yitzchak Bishop used to say, there's two reasons why you can send away a wife. One reason is because you don't like her. And one reason is because you found that Erev Astov, she misbehaved in marriage. Well, outside of marriage, right? There's two reasons why. Says the Pasuk, Ki im, if it would be a terrible thing that we did, a Dvar Erevor, we can't take us back. But Ki im ois ma'astonu, if it's only because we've become despicable in your eyes, you don't like us anymore. Ketzav delena ad ma'oid, therefore we have a chance again, Hashiveinu Hashem Alecha v'nashuva, bring us back. Bring us back, you're allowed to take us back, and mitzvah to bring us back again. And therefore what is possible here is, Kimi oiz ma'astonu, hiksaftalina ad ma'oiz, shows how much it bothers HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much he was unbelievably angry with us, with what we did, because he loves us. And therefore that is the end of the Novi, that's the end of the Eichel, that's a fantastic thing for us. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, love us. But we're in a generation where you don't understand that. So Chazal say, Hashvein Hashem Alecha Shuva, bring it back again, that we should understand it. But this is Eilu HaDvarim. Dvarim is Dvarim Koshim. The Sefer is called Dvarim because it's Koshim, because we have that relationship. The end of Eichel is all about Dvarim Koshim. It's about realizing how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. We've suffered all these years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu must mean he loves us that much, and now's the time to bring us back. Hashvein Hashem Alecha V'nashuva.